When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're now listening to the Jillian Michaels Show.
We just keep doing this thing where we keep winging it. Or not we, I. And it's probably a lack of preparation. Oh no, I know it's actually a lack of preparation. So we're in my living room again. Oh no, sorry, where are we?
We're in the dining room.
We're in my dining room.
We are in the house. Yeah. This is a road tour.
Yeah. of my house. So I just thought we'd do some checking in here. Autumn.
Yes.
What's going on with you?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, girl.
I got engaged.
Oh, did you hear Bonsai chirp? She went, wait, hang on. Go, boo-boo. Yes.
Aw, she gave me a
She's flip. Excited.
Yeah, we're very
what
excited.
What happened?
Aw, Michael's so sweet. So,
what happened? Tell us everything.
I mean, it's funny.
We just had a segment about, like, all right, eloping, not eloping, spending all... So what's going to happen, buddy?
Oh, well, we're not going to elope. I don't even know. I mean, this ring hasn't been on my finger for a full week, so... And we're planning a trip. We're going out of town. We're going to Paris.
Gay Paris,
very
yeah.
Very excited uh-huh. about it. I've never been, except for the airport that one time with you. That was my son of Paris.
That's such a metaphor for your experience working with me.
We got jammed on that
I was in Paris. Trapped at the airport.
Honestly,
it's such a perfect metaphor.
Remember, we were on a shuttle bus that everyone was... It was so crowded, you guys, that the door wouldn't close, but no one would get off because everyone was desperate to make their flight. So the bus driver just kept going... And the door just kept slamming on this guy's backpack. And for like 15 to 20 minutes, we almost missed our flight, remember? It was incredible.
Here's what else I remember. We went, so we were on an island. What island were we on? Shooting an Icon commercial. We were on Mallorca. Mm-hmm. And Giancarlo, remember, told us that we had to go back to Barcelona to go back to Paris to get home.
To go back, yeah.
And so we're at the Paris airport.
He had us convinced that we were on the most direct route.
Yes.
Which was... Three legs.
Yes.
It wasn't.
When we get to the airport at Mallorca, remember there was a direct flight to Paris.
We were like...
What? And I looked at Giancarlo and I'm like, why are we going back to Barcelona?
He was so sick of us at that point too. And he was just like, duh, 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 that's not your flight. And he was like, that was it. Like, he just walked away. It was like, I'm not engaging in this conversation anymore.
No,
I'm
we
so
didn't.
Sick of all of you
he
chickens.
He was ready to kill us because it was me, you, Paige, and we were all
God,
out of a job.
Just, Giancarlo. And he was thankfully, well, you picked up some too, but our Spanish speaker. Which
I'm totally listening. I'm stepping to the fridge to get Autumn another glass of wine.
We're drinking. It is evening time here.
Oh, yeah,
so
we are drinking. Good
yeah. So God. He was able to navigate us around. Poor guy. So anyway, so Michael and I are going to Paris to celebrate our engagement.
Okay, go.
We already had the trip planned.
Go.
God, it's really sweet. So. Look, I would have said yes to an onion ring. I love him. We've been together for a long time. And
an onion ring? Is that what heteros call wedding rings?
No, I'm like serious. Like, you could have made it. I didn't need...
Oh, you would have said yes to an onion ring. Oh, I see what you're saying. I would have said yes to an onion ring. You would have said yes to an
onion ring. Now, I'm happy with this.
That's quite a rocker.
It's very pretty. The it was his grandma's diamond.
Cute.
Yeah, so he's been working on this for months with... All the parents were in on it. He called he called my mom and made like a date with her and drove out to Temecula.
To Claire's?
To ask her.
Love it.
To ask her permission.
No!
It was very
He sweet. Drove up to ask. I'd be on the phone being like, yo.
No, he drove out there to ask her in person.
That's adorable. Mm-hmm.
And she was really cute because he called her and he said, I need to see you. I want to talk about an important surprise for Autumn. And she knew. So when he proposed after he gave me the ring, and he's like, your mom gave me this card when I went out to ask her.
How did she know? She just guessed.
She just knew. I mean, it's kind of...
It's time.
I think she knew, and she had like a welcome to the family card that she gave him after. She's like, I have this with me.
That almost makes me believe in marriage.
I know, it's so sweet. It's very sweet. So we were just at home. It was so funny. This ring was burning a hole in your pocket because he hasn't had it in the house. Because I know things. I knew that they were plotting. I didn't know it was going to be this. But
did you really? How?
I'm a psychic. I just know. I can always sense.
Interesting.
And Michael even told my mom.
Heidi's kind of like that. Like that sixth sense. Like she just gets a feeling for things.
I think when you're trying so hard to keep a secret that you have tells that you're maybe not even conscious of.
Okay.
And your partner is conscious of those tells, even if they're not conscious of it. Does that
Got
make
it.
Sense?
Right. You're just aware that something's going on.
Something's askew. My little radar is wondering. So he even made the joke to my mom, and he's like, don't even think about it, Claire, because she's gonna know. You can't. And it was funny. So we were talking about our trip and planning, and it was just very sweet. I was being kind of a jerk because I was mad that we hadn't booked our apartment yet. And that was his
task. In Paris.
Right.
That was his task?
That was his task.
I love it.
He said he would do it, and I had been doing all the legwork because we were doing an Airbnb, and I was like, look, Michael, all exasperated and just being bratty. So we have to book it. They're all going to sell out. They're all going to be gone.
That's still Panicking. Remnants of you working for Empowered Media.
I know. Like,
that's where that comes from.
And he's like, it'll be fine. I'm like, it's not going to be fine. So...
have an apartment in Paris, I've been gone.
Yeah, so we were looking at our little apartments, and I didn't even realize it. He was on one knee. I was looking, and I was like, well, this one's fine. He's like, do you think it's appropriate for a celebration?
Cute.
I was like, I don't know, Mike, it's fine. How's it?
You're such a jerk.
Such a jerk.
Like, I love it.
What do you think? You're the picky one, because he is the more picky of the two of us. I could
Fair enough.
Easy going.
Okay.
And he's like, no, well, do you think that it's, you know, would this be appropriate to celebrate? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
and
no.
And then I turned and looked at him, and he's like, I'm asking you to marry me. He's like, oh, my God, I'm such a jerk.
You fool.
Let me see that ring. And, yeah, so I said yes, and I'm very excited.
Dates, very no sweet. Dates.
No, no dates. God, I don't even know.
Kids, no kids.
Kids someday. I think that we're both like interested in kids and certainly not in a hurry. But I think we're gonna start talking to we just need to get through the trip. Like get on our trip, have some time, like be excited. I mean, we'll probably get married sometime next year.
Yeah.
I would think like fall.
Cute.
I would like autumn. Get married autumn.
I like autumn.
And because we don't want to be engaged for 10 years, but I'm not like in a super big rush to It's a lot.
I've
watched a lot of friends like over the last few years get engaged and plan these weddings.
Heidi just walks through this, by the way. Oh, hi, honey.
Hi, Heidi.
And they're all, it's just so stressful.
I know.
The first thing I was like, well, should I start thinking about this? I got my little checklist I printed out off
just
Pinterest.
Just make sure it stays about you. I find that some of the things that are the most important in people's lives end up becoming about everyone else but them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that's about, but I see it over and over and over again.
Yeah. That is one thing that we're on the same page with, is we both want that. Like, I would like to keep it really small.
Yeah.
Really close friends and, you know, immediate family and just easy. I don't want to have, I also don't want to go into debt for a wedding.
No.
There's other things that we'd rather, you know, that are more important. At least.
Honey, we're recording. What are you doing up there?
Printer's out of paper.
We're working here. We're making a show. We're honey, please. We're trying to be, honestly.
I'm done.
I mean, seriously. Do you not see us here with our contraptions?
I do.
And our gizmos?
Yeah.
Do you really think that will pick that up? Yes, yeah. Honey. We're professionals.
I'm done.
It's a whole, is there anything you'd like to say? And, honey?
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Well, that we're recording.
Well, when I told Jill I was getting engaged, the first thing out of her mouth was, yay, congratulations. The second thing out of her mouth was, do I have to come?
No. I did say that. Did I say that?
Like, do I have to come?
I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
No, you don't have to come.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Do I have to come?
Autumn's ring is bigger than my ring.
I think it is. I know. No, you can leave, Autumn.
Measure it.
No.
Oh, good, honey. This is exactly what I was hoping this segment would turn into.
We're going to clip that part.
No, we won't. I'm too lazy to cut anything these days.
That's
awesome. Excited. Congratulations.
I feel like such a grown-up. It's so weird.
Yeah. Like, is this like what you envisioned as a kid? Or has it like, are you like, oh, I'm getting married?
I never was one of those girls that had that like wedding plan. I like I like the costumes. So I'm one of those
girls. You don't have a wedding plan?
No, I just
I don't like to be the center of attention.
The closer I get to thinking about this, the more that freaks me out. Like,
why?
I don't know.
You guys are weird. Who cares?
I want to wear the fabulous dress.
Okay.
Everyone's like, well, what kind of dress? And I'm like, I don't know. It depends on the venue. I mean, it could be anything. See, I don't even have a thing.
Interesting. Good point.
I've never been that girl.
I am going to go. Not only am I going to go, I'm going to be front and center. I'm going to buy my way in, honey. You know what I'm going to do? By buying the most expensive thing on the registry so she feels obligated. And then it won't be about Autumn, it'll be all about me.
Obligated to what? Never leave you?
No, she already left me. Obligated to invite me.
No, you're invited first. That's how you know where I'm registered. I'm going to send you the invitation and it has all that stuff in the envelope, I guess.
I like it. All right.
We're going to do an e-vite. It's just real easy. Quick and dirty.
I'm ready.
There you go.
No save the date cards.
Oh, God. I don't know, you guys.
No, you don't even do that.
You're overwhelming her.
It's a waste of paper anyway. People just throw them away.
Honey, please. One step at a time.
I have a solution for all you quasi-chefs out there that don't have the time to cook healthy food, or that I have to buy all these ingredients and have all the leftover ingredients for one recipe, or let's say you don't know what to cook or what to eat, and that's kind of confusing. Well, Plated.com takes out all the guesswork. They have an array of chef-designed recipes that are healthy and delicious for you to choose from. They are easy to prepare. They fit everyone's tastes. And once you choose the recipe, they will lovingly fill a refrigerated box with the exact perfect amount of pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner so you don't waste money or food. It's delivered straight to your door. Meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date that you choose along with the recipe, so all the guesswork is removed from the equation. And even if you're not home, the plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day that it arrives. Chef quality, healthy, delicious meals in 30 minutes or less without wasting your hard-earned cash on leftovers. Hurry over to plated.com/Jillian now and you can get two meals for free. Two free meals. How awesome is that? That's plated.com/Jillian. Plated.com/JILLIAN.
Can you hear my bird?
Mm-hmm. I can hear her.
Do you hear her? Like, it purrs.
No, she does. She
purrs.
Sweet.
Do you hear her? Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
We're going.
All right. So this segment I pulled. You didn't like this one, I thought. But I'm going to do it anyway.
I
care. Why is I talking? Yeah. You hear? Yeah, she purrs. So it's called How to Increase Willpower, 10 Secrets from Research.
I actually thought this was cool.
Oh, you did? Who didn't like this sucker?
I thought it was you. I tried to push this on the last one.
You did?
And it was your idea.
Well, who didn't like it? Me?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe Andy.
Maybe. Screw her. She's not here. Okay. Anyway, so I thought this was interesting, and I wanted to bring up some of these ideas and discuss them. Willpower is... Oh, my bird just pooped on me. Can you just excuse me for
that? You need me to get you a beer.
No. Would you? Could you? Could you? How do you shit on me?
Ew.
Hold on. I got it. Here,
I'll... No, I'm pulling my computer.
Here.
Thanks,
that's
babe.
It? Bird, that little
yeah, just this little poop.
Bird poop like really makes me want to gag. I don't know what it is. It's so gross.
I probably will cut that. All right, here we go.
Focus. Willpower.
Okay. So they pulled these tips and or these strategies, apparently, that when researched, proved to increase willpower. Will is a skill, right? And willpower is something that we have to develop and strengthen, very much like a muscle.
Right.
Now, I've always said avoid temptation. Like, save your willpower. Spare it for the moments that you need it the most and remove... You know, look, if you know that the office kitchen is going to have tons of donuts and bagels, bring your own snacks, get a tiny little mini fridge, and avoid it at all costs. Mm-hmm. Because over time, willpower will get fatigued, and when you're stressed and you're upset, you know you're going to grab the candy bar or the glass of wine. Like, might be happening this evening. So, with that said, I always say limit your exposure to temptation. But these are a little bit different. This is not necessarily about salvaging willpower, but it's about building willpower. So the obvious here, this guy's name is Eric Barker. And one of the obvious tips he says is practice a little bit every day. Well, it's kind of like, again, it's kind of like exercise. I like that metaphor. It's very much like, all right, do a few reps, get stronger, add more reps, get stronger, increase the weight, get stronger. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you should take it all on at once, but if there's something you can say no to, because willpower really is a fleeting moment of bravado. Sorry, there's the clock again. If there's something you can say no to it. And as you begin to walk away from things that tempt you, you kind of stretch that emotional fabric. You get yourself more familiar with being empowered over the things that entice you. So that one makes a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one was really weird. I don't know about this, but I'm definitely going to try it. It says, for immediate results, tighten your muscles, sit up straight, I'm just practicing, cross your arms, and then he says, or just think about money. But he doesn't say why. He just says, do that. And I had to kind of, I think cross your arms is a very kind of closed posture, right? It's like nothing can penetrate
don't
this wall.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk. Well, Heidi knows that one well.
Yeah. And if it's that I'm in charge posture, you're standing up straight, you're tense, you got the arms folded. Like think about when guys puff on other guys, right?
Yeah.
Like.
I got this. I'm bigger than you.
The thinking about money.
I know. What's that about?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I wonder if that's in the context of what you're trying to have willpower
to achieve. I wondered that too. Like, because another thing I'll tell people when it comes to willpower is even though in the moment the behavior might be less than pleasurable, as in, I really don't want to go for a run. Mm-hmm. Ugh, it sounds awful. It's hot out. I'm tired, whatever. Okay. Willpower will make you go for a run. But if you can think about the end result, right? Oh, skinny jeans, sex with the lights on, feeling confident, feeling strong, walking my daughter down the aisle. That will facilitate you tolerating a behavior that's less than pleasant. Mm-hmm. Maybe money, you're right, is exactly that. Like if you can manage your impulsivity, success, money represents success, would be on the other side. Whatever you're rejecting temptation to achieve. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. We should try it. Get enough sleep. God, isn't that the truth? Every stupid thing I've ever said and done, and there have been many things, usually happen. The breaking point is almost always when I haven't slept.
Yeah, me too.
God.
I don't even care. If I am tired, well, I'm going to cut you off on your second one. It said, and don't miss meals. If I'm tired or hungry,
yep.
like, forget about it. Any filter that I have is gone.
It says, skipping breakfast can lead to murder. Research has shown that people, really, with, like, low blood sugar have gone batty enough that it's snapped them. Can you believe that?
I don't think I would ever kill someone, but I can totally see how that would happen.
I don't think I would ever kill someone.
I don't think I would.
Not going to commit to...
I'm not going to say never, but...
Being a pacifist, fair enough. I hear
when
you.
When you're hungry... Oh my god, I'm going to have to look this up later. I'll put it on the Facebook page. I think it was Ben Franklin. Someone said an empty stomach is not...
Great. This is
advisor. An empty stomach is a terrible political advisor, basically. Really? Like, don't make decisions when you're hungry.
Smart. I can see it. Another one is... your social circle. Literally. It's like who you surround yourself with is going to exert more influence on you than you think. Which, dude, come on. I mean, how many times have you been out with friends and you're like, I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to drink that. I'm not going to do that. Come on. And you kind of get pressured. Yep. And you just get pressured into it. So really evaluate who you're hanging out with. And you know what? Look, there are some friends at the end of the day. If you don't want to go have a drink... And you know that friend's going to pressure you. It's not worth throwing away the friendship, but maybe you don't hang out with that friend that night.
Right.
If they always push you to eat or they make you feel bad about themselves, then yes, you need to reevaluate the friendship. But you got to look at, you know, how your friends are influencing you. That's a big deal. We all know that. That's a huge one. So you are the company you keep. Take a good look at who you surround yourself with and how they make you feel. Now it says, don't get cocky. Thinking you have great self-control leads to failure. Sometimes little temptations are harder to resist than big ones. I wonder why. I wonder if it's because you think, oh, it's just X, Y, or Z. It's not a big deal.
I think the little ones don't seem...
significant.
No. It's just right.
It's just a cigarette. I've heard people say things like that.
It's just one piece of chocolate. Right. It's just a bite size.
But it's a gateway, though, in right, some cases.
How many bite sizes did you have to
that get? Day.
And then, like, just one cigarette today is... in 2 weeks, like, oh, I just had one in the morning and one when I got home. And then, that's like, right. Oh, I'm just having one at lunch. And then pretty soon, that little thing is...
I know.
My big thing. Oh, it is? Okay, so here you go, guys. Go. It was Albert Einstein. An empty stomach is not a good political advisor. And it's true.
Oh, dude, it is so true. And then there's another one. It says, don't ever say, I'll never do that again, because it makes you more likely to do that again. And I believe in this completely, and especially, like... oh my God, with people like Heidi, like if you tell someone don't do something, the first thing they're going to do is go do it. Isn't that right, Annie?
Me?
Stubborn shorts. Come on, girl.
Like what?
Everything.
Well, I just think that's human look at her nature, thinking. Though. I mean, it's funny, when Mike and I first started dating, we went to the museum.
It's deprivation. Nobody wants to feel deprivation.
And all the signs that are like, do not touch the paintings. I can't even tell you guys how hard it is for me to not touch the artwork. It's really like a weird thing, but I do not touch this. Or it's like, I saw this other thing the other day, and it was like, why is it that when we see a sign that says wet paint, we have to touch it to make sure?
God, that's true.
You always feel like there's just something in there that don't do that. It's like, I have to.
Yeah.
Now I have to do it.
I think it's about? The psychology of deprivation. Deprivation never works. That's where it's like, you can't say you can't have it or I can't have it. It's, I don't want it, or not right now. But yeah, dude, I've experienced that in a big way when it comes to diet. You can't say things like never again, or because it's just a recipe for disaster.
No, and it goes to that. You're right. So deprivation is like all or nothing. Well, there are things that are fine in moderation.
Oh, absolutely.
You're a huge proponent of that, and so it's like, yeah, I'll never do that.
Balance
again.
Is like, key.
What about this situation made you need to eat? The frosted
Malamar
grocery store cookies.
Oh God!
Those, I don't eat those, but I like them.
I hear you.
That's why I don't buy them, because I don't have willpower. They're my favorite thing. They are so ghetto and white trash, and I love them. And I lick the frosting off of them. We cannot have them in the house. I throw them in the trash.
Uncle, what?
Those cheap.
Can't even tell you guys. The cookies. Those like cake cookies.
Those that cheap they get little the cookies. Store, the grocery store.
They're my favorite thing. They are my favorite guilty pleasure treat. They are gross, and I love them. And I buy them, and I'll eat one, and then I have to just throw the box away.
Oh my god, dude!
Because if they're there, I'll just eat them.
What's wrong with you? Get a hold of yourself.
So I'm gonna use some of these tips.
All right. I got two more. Hold on. So another one is postponement. The key to resisting temptation is postponement. This one, I gotta say, I even wrote about an Unlimited, and it's. But I think of postponement as permission. That's kind of how I saw it. So for example, whenever I would eat a treat, but I wanted more, I'd say, all right, you know what? You had one of the peanut butter cups. There's another one here. How about this? Take 15 minutes. Do your thing, whatever. Give it a second. Mm-hmm. And if in 15 minutes you still want it, you can have it. Which also is kind of tapping into that whole don't tell yourself you can't thing, right? And I always found that 15 minutes later, you get distracted. The sugar hits your blood. And you're like, I'm good now. But in the moment, I mean, I could eat the bag of peanut butter cups. Mm-hmm. And another thing they say with kids, like there were studies about kids that they put treats in ice blocks and they'd have to like chip away at them. But it built their will. It built their willpower. Or they would say, if you can wait 5 minutes, like we'll give you a piece of candy now, or you can wait 5 minutes and we'll give you a candy bar. And they did it over time, and they were like able to gradually build these kids' willpower through the concept of postponement. Although at the end of that, rainbow, yeah, there was more treats. But all right, last but not least, and this one is interesting. I also like this one: buy a mirror or look in the mirror. Obviously, I guess that's what that's saying. I like that because to me, I feel like it's kind of like look at yourself. Aren't you worth it? Aren't you worth resisting giving up cigarettes or, you know, skipping that piece of cake? But really, when you skip the cake, you're saying comfortable in your own skin if you're trying to lose weight, right? If you give up cigarettes, you're saying, you know, a healthier, longer life. Or don't buy X, Y, or Z that you don't need that's going to put you into debt. Look in the mirror. Maybe it's a reality check that he's talking about. Maybe it's a self-worth moment. But I kind of like that.
I like that too. Well, I also think this ties back to one of my previous segments about paying yourself a compliment.
Oh!
It's like, look in the mirror, look at yourself, and love yourself. If you love yourself,
just
then
do it, Autumn.
You have your worth, and if you feel like you're worthy, you're not making these bad decisions.
Agreed.
Convert your existing desk to a standing desk with Varidesk and burn extra calories without breaking a sweat. Varidesk is the award-winning height-adjustable standing desk that sits on top of your existing furniture and allows you to raise yourself from a seated position to a standing position in seconds. It's always in stock. It ships fully assembled. It's ready to use right out of the box. There are 10 models to choose from. Whether you've got a single monitor, dual monitor, multi-monitor setup for your desk or your cubicle, Varidesks start at just $275. You can learn more about the products at varidesk.com. That's varidesk.com. What could be better than this, guys? It's great for your posture. It's great for your circulation. It burns more calories. Totally adjustable. 11 different height adjustments. It starts at only $275. Do something good for you today and go check out varidesk.com. Okay. Coming off of Sweat Inc., I must admit, I really appreciate this one. And this is a bit of a career coach segment, Toomster.
Oh, I love these.
But I'm, of course, going to reference something that I read. Uh-huh. And it was on Time.com. And it was an article on how to sell yourself in 30 seconds. And I thought, come on, 30 seconds. Like, you want people to be quick, but 30 seconds is not enough. Nevertheless, whether we agree that it is or it isn't, there were some useful tips on here that are... Mother of God, honey!
Sorry!
Honey! We're trying to work!
It's really loud.
Honey, it's honestly... Please!
I swear, have some.
I went up there when you weren't recording, and then you started while I was up there.
I mean, a little professionalism is all I ask.
I'm watching these little color things that Mike's like, keep it at the green. And that's why I keep moving the microphone volume? Back, because as Jill's gets closer, it goes to yellow, and then red is like, to up. And it's funny, as I'm watching that, Jill leans in, and it's like, and they go, red. That's why I keep moving the microphone back. All right, let's get back.
I wish Jake would do that. All right, here we go. So, anyway, here's some of these tips, and I thought they were interesting. So, the first one here says, your elevator pitch should answer three questions. Who are you? Oh, God, she's moving it back again.
You're loud. Keep going.
Okay. Who are you? What do you do? Where do you want to go? Which, I mean, yeah. Who are you? What do you do? What are you hoping to achieve? But I also think, who are you?
That's a big question, isn't it?
Who are you includes passion, right? Mm-hmm. Authenticity. I think that it's like, you know, this is a little bit about pitching yourself here, but what do you do? You know, I'm Jillian Michaels. I've been in the fitness industry for X amount of years. What do? I help people change their lives. It's my passion. It brings meaning into my life, authenticity. What am I hoping to achieve? I'm hoping to build a business that I love, providing accessible, cost-effective solutions to everyday people so they can also achieve their happiest, healthiest lives. Pretty simple. That's pretty quick. No?
Well, yeah. I'm inspired by that right now. I'm like, wow, I don't have that ready.
See, Tomb? You quit me. And look where you've gone. Look what's happened to you.
I've lost myself.
You've lost yourself, girl. You've lost yourself! Okay. I'm skipping some...
I like that, though, but I like the direction that gives you to kind of start to focus on what you're trying to...
Exactly.
What's your point? What is it that you're trying to do and be and who?
Where are you going? It's direction, but I also think somewhere in there you've got to convey passion and authenticity. Those are so key to me. Tell them a story. I love this. And they say people love stories, and it makes them easier to remember. Makes it easier for them to remember you later on. And it's a self-improvement guru, Dale Carnegie. And I mean, this is the guy who wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's been on the bestseller list for like 100 years, something crazy. And he said in his book, Public Speaking, Influencing Men in Business, that our minds are essentially associate machines, which means we remember things better when there's a story associated to them. So essentially, if you want people to remember, tell them a story. And one of the things I'll tell people is like how I got into fitness. But you gotta make it quick, right? Well, I was an overweight kid. I found martial arts and I began to appreciate that fitness was transcendent. When you're strong physically, you're strong in every facet of your life. And that notion came to me in particular when I had to break these two boards with a sidekick. How many times have you heard that?
Yeah. A lot.
So, but right, but there's a story. Like the two...
You were a little quick on that answer.
A lot.
See what I mean? Remember when we had this heartfelt conversation earlier today on our reality show when I said that you're bored by me and you said no?
I'm not bored. I'm just... You asked how many times have I heard that? And a lot. I could probably say it.
Let me hear it.
No, not right now.
Oh, whatever. Eliminate jargon. So it says, dumbing down a complex idea is a real art. A good strategy is to imagine explaining what you do to your parents and using a similar formula in your elevator pitch. So basically, make it simple, which is one of the reasons I think, why I've been successful. Mm-hmm. I've been able to break things down like biochemistry simply.
You have to make it easy because I think that we take for granted... Or just how many idiots we're surrounded by on a regular basis in our day-to-day. I mean, I don't mean idiots, but not everyone is as intelligent as they would have
you believe. Oh, by the way, we're lazy.
And we're lazy.
That's another one.
It just depends. It's like, we've all had that boss or that person that we work with. We're like, how did you get here?
I know.
How are you the one that has these decision-making capabilities? You have to keep it. Anyone can understand it. I think that's a great point. Like... sell it quick, smart, not too smart. Everyone can understand it.
Yeah.
No one needs to Google Translate to figure out what you're selling.
And then this one says, make sure it invites conversation, which, I mean, I'm just going to kind of elaborate here. The bottom line is it's got to be interesting enough for someone to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to want to know more about it. Leave them wanting more. Time yourself. So, my God, this one's key. Dude, on Sweat Ink, like, we give them 3 minutes, and 10 minutes in, we're like, you're okay, and they just lose you. You know, there is something to be said for an attention span.
This is something I have to work on in my personal life.
Really?
I'm not... Yeah, oh, God.
Listen no! To me now.
Poor Michael. He's like...
Yeah, but Michael has ADHD, doesn't he? Isn't he like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have like 9 seconds to get his attention and an answer. Like, that's it. Sell the product in 9 seconds.
Honey,
or it's
does this
gone.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
You're not listening.
Not totally.
Defense mechanism.
It is a defense mechanism. Huh. That's what it is.
You guys.
Yeah.
Said something about you have 9 seconds to sell something.
The ADD of these two.
Oh, my God.
I have one,
yes.
Too, and it's like, you got to get it in and out, or they just don't. That's
one
it.
Sentence
He's
in an email,
on.
Or you will not get the answer.
Uh-uh.
I warn everyone when they start, don't put two things in an email, because you only get the answer to one, and it might just be yes.
That's how I tried to tell everyone I trained, and none of them seemed to understand. I was like, bullets and color. 2 lines max per question.
Do you want a salad or a burger? Sounds good.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, Pook. You're like, well, I don't know. So which is it? But I'm afraid to ask her again because I'm like, oh, so I don't think I got your answer. Did you want cheese on that burger? I wanted the salad. Great.
Oh my God.
All right, so we've invited conversation. We've kept our time to 30 seconds.
Time yourself to make sure that you're not going over. Okay, this is another really good one, dude. Record yourself on video.
No.
No, you have to. Because you do, it says you need to know what you look like while you're telling your story to others. It's so important. And it's like, are you interesting? Are you believable? You have to watch. I mean, because I've watched myself. Oh my God, I've listened to myself on the podcast, and it's like, you really have to listen. You gotta watch, because then you'll be like, ugh.
I hate the sound of my voice.
Why?
It's I can't imagine that I will ever, ever watch our show.
What?
I think I'll, like, I don't want to see myself.
Why?
I just don't. I think it would be weird.
I think our show is going to be entertaining.
I think it's going to be entertaining, but I just think it'll be hard to watch myself.
I'll watch. I'll let you know.
Although I watched the pilot, and
see? You'll be fine. Last but not least.
Like, it's just going to be me crying all the time.
That's true, actually.
I didn't know I'm had a
like
lazy eye.
Crying girl. You know,
it's all these things you discover. Like, do I sound like that?
I didn't know I had a lazy eye.
I had a lazy eye?
I discovered that in
I've
photos.
I've never seen myself from
I have an, one
walking.
Eye.
Like, what?
That's way bigger than the other. And a boob that's also like, wait, the whole left side is bigger.
Everyone does.
It's really upsetting.
I know.
Yeah. But I'm over it now. Pitch it to your friends and colleagues. And this one's simple, dude. Ask for feedback. I mean, it's that simple. It's like, you need to get feedback. You need to form sort of a popular consensus about what's working and what doesn't. And if you get one random note and it doesn't ring true, fair enough. But if you start to hear things from other people, there's a through line, you got to make some changes.
They're good tips.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Well, I think this was a pretty good show, considering we're drunk at my dining room table at 9:14 at night on a...
It's Friday.
Holy mother. This is how we spend Fridays. Losers.